Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the presentation of Interim Report Q3 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a Q&A session, and at that time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that the conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 8th of November, 2017. I would now like to hand the call to your presenter today, to Asbjørn Eskild. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and welcome everybody to the presentation of the Q3 report for Handicare. Together with me on this presentation is Stefan Ruey, our CFO. We have also put this presentation on our group webpage, so it is possible to download for those of you that haven't done that. We will go through the presentation first, and then we will open up for questions afterwards. So then I will start on the highlights on page two for those of you who have the presentation in front of you. We see a continued strong organic growth in the third quarter, and we are up 7.1% versus last year's quarter. And this growth is mainly driven by underlying markets, but also internal initiatives. The organic growth is above our target of 4%-6%, and also above market growth, which means that we are capturing market shares. We have, during Q3, divested part of the Pools business, which gives us more focus on the two main core businesses, accessibility and patient handling. Also in Q3, we have continued to capture synergies both on the cost side, but also on the revenue side from our Prism acquisition last fall. And much work have been done to list the company on the Nasdaq Stockholm Stock Exchange during Q3, which also has resulted in a refinancing and given us a more favorable gearing of the company. Moving to page three. Just to repeat our financial targets. Regarding growth, we have a 10% annually target, of which 4%-6% is organic growth, and the rest is growth by acquisitions. The EBITDA target is to exceed 12% on a midterm basis, which we define as 3-4 years. And finally, we have a target to get a leverage on about 2.5x net debt over EBITDA. It is with great pleasure we see that our organic growth target is exceeding our organic growth is exceeding our target. And the main driver for this is organic growth initiatives. So we can move then to page four to go through those main three main internal initiatives. We see that Stendi sales in the U.S. is up 19% for the quarter. And this is a result of the utilization of the Prism Medical distribution network. We have integrated our old Handicare Stendi sales organization into the Prism Medical hub structure. That means we have got a much better coverage, and we have also got access to Prism dealers who carry both accessibility and patient handling products. Secondly, we have continued to focus on our dealer management programs. We tier our dealers into three different categories: Gold, Silver, and Bronze. And we see that it is increased sales on the Gold dealers, which is also contributing to this growth. Thirdly, We launched in 2016 an internal health excellence program, which we call internally Excel. And this has mainly two main drivers here. The first is to create a good structure in the sales organization. This part of the program is finished. And the second part is to train our sales organization on sales skill. And we kicked off the phase two now in the third quarter. But this whole program has helped us to put sales on top of the agenda, and it's definitely contributing to the strong growth. If we move to page five, M&A. During the third quarter, we divested part of the Pulse business. This was business related to the Becton Dickinson products, and this represented approximately 45% of the total Pulse business. And by doing this, we are increasing the focus on our two core business units, accessibility and patient handling. Secondly, we have continued to work with the integration of Prism Medical, which has given us both cost synergies, but also revenue synergies. And the last point on the M&A agenda, during 2017 and especially the third quarter, we had a lot of work related to the listing of Handicare at the Nasdaq Stockholm, so we have had limited time to work with our M&A agenda, but we have a prospect list which we now will put more focus on going forward, and that is to find possible targets within we define our targets in three different categories. That is the first category is to grow our geographical footprint. This is typically dealer acquisitions. The second is to find companies who can add adjacent products into our portfolio. Important here is that those projects fit into our distribution channels. And the last bucket is more strategic assets, which gives or makes a big change in a selected market. So with that, I will give the word to Stefan, who will go more into details on the financials.
Okay, so we're now on page six, the highlights for the group. As a starting point, I would like to highlight that the BD business is reported as discontinued operations throughout this presentation and also the quarterly report, meaning that it's not included in revenue down to operating profit. It's on a separate line in the P&L below operating profit, where you can see the net impact from the BD business, both in 17 and 16. In total, then, revenue increased by around 18% in the quarter, of which 7.1% was the organic growth. So we had good momentum in the business. In terms of the organic growth, the main growth driver was the accessibility business with around 9.8% organic growth. And as I've been said, we had good growth in North America through the Prism distribution network, but also good growth in Europe. The incumbent patient handling business grew by 4.1% in the quarter, mainly driven by Europe. And the Pulse business declined slightly, partly driven by the divestment of the DG business and the organization being very busy with the divestment process. If we look into profitability, operating for adjusted EBITDA margin increased to 9.1% compared to 7.7% last quarter, the third quarter in 16. The main part of that was driven by gross margin and in turn driven by integration of Prism. Prism has a higher gross margin than the average of the group, so we get a favorable mixed impact from that. We have a couple of other specified items or non-recurring items. They amounted to 4.9 million in total in the quarter. 4.5 million of those were related to the IPO, and the residual 400,000 was largely related to the outsourcing of our IT management. And outsourcing is now complete in October. And as we said a number of times, synergies amounted to 1 million in the quarter and 2.2 million year to date. If we then move on to the next page, you can basically see that the revenue development, how much you get from organic growth of 4.1 million euros in total, M&A 7.7 million, and then FX was slightly negative in the quarter. As you know, we are dependent on the FX on top line, mainly the currency movements between US and euro and British pound and euro. All up, as I said, we have total growth of around 17.9%. If we then look at the graph to the right, you can see the organic growth. And again, the main part of the organic growth was driven by accessibility, both Europe and US. Patient handling also had a solid growth of 4.1% in the quarter. And as I said, Pulse was slightly down by 6.5%-6.6%. As we said a number of times, part of the Pulse business is driven by projects, and they tend to vary a little bit on when they come. A project could be new hospital beds for hospitals, for instance. If we then just briefly look into the EBITDA bridge, the first graph shows the build-up from gross margin and operating expenses. And as you can see, the main part of the growth from 7.7%-9.1% was gross margin driven, or 1.5 percentage point impact. OpEx decreased slightly in relation to revenue. And then depreciation increased slightly. The main reason for the increased depreciation are the investments that we made last year in the production facilities in Holland, for instance, in the cell manufacturing facilities. And to the right, you basically see the growth in adjusted EBITDA for the different entities. Obviously, patient handling showed the highest growth as you have the full year impact of the Prism acquisition. So total growth is around 39% on adjusted EBITDA. Finally, we look into cash flow. The cash flow this quarter was then impacted by the provision we made for IPO cost over around 4 million euros. If you look at adjusted numbers, it looks a bit better. So we have adjusted cash flow of 2.8 million compared to adjusted EBITDA of 7.2 million. So you have a conversion rate of close to 40%. Still, the cash flow is impacted. Even on an adjusted basis, cash flow is impacted by the payout of historical non-recurring costs, if you like, which were quite high also in the quarter related to the recall, for instance. So we do believe that the cash conversion will be stronger in 2018, where we have paid out the IPO costs. Paid tax were limited in the quarter, as expected, as we still have significant tax losses carried forward. I think those are the highlights on the cash flows. To round up, we have illustrated the impact of the refinancing that took place in combination with the IPO. So this is, I guess, the hypothetical position at September, as if the IPO was made on 30 September and the refinancing at the same time. So we had a new share issue, so we brought down the net debt from around 181 million euros to around 91 million euros. As you can see, the shareholder loans were converted to common equity. Interest-bearing loans were deducted from around 140 to 100. So we used the new share issue to pay down debt. The same goes for the short-term loans. We now have a revolving credit facility of 40 that is undrawn that we can use for acquisitions. And as part of the IPO, the vendor note was also converted to equity. So all up at in this illustrative example, the leverage is at 3.2 million. Worth to highlight is that we still have IPO costs of around 4 million euros that will be paid out in Q4. That obviously increased the debt. On the flip side, we have operating cash flows in Q4 that will decrease the debt. I think those are the key things from a financial perspective.
Thank you. So to summarize this presentation, we see strong organic growth in the quarter, driven by favorable markets, but also by our very focused internal initiatives. M&A, divestment of FOS, is the key activity which has been going on, which has given them more focus on our core operations. Okay, I think that was more or less it. So we could open up now for questions.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. So just as a gentle reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. That's star and one. And we have a question. I do hope I pronounce it correctly. And it comes from the line of Kristofer Liljeberg. And your line is now open.
Yeah, thank you. Perfect.
Thank you.
I could start with the two questions and then get back in the line. The first is for the Stairlift business in the U.S. Good to see that strong growth. But could you maybe spend a few comments on how you're working to convert the Prism dealers in the U.S.? So what I'm interested in is what's the rationale for those distributors to change from probably then one of the two major players in the U.S. and instead go with Handicare? So that's my first question. The second question relates to working capital that continued to be tied up here in the third quarter. Do you expect any sort of release of working capital in the fourth quarter? And also, what type of percentage of sales should we expect working capital to be going forward? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I can answer the first question, and then Stefan can answer the working capital-related question. With regards to Stairlift in the U.S., I think key for us has been to get a geographical coverage to reach dealers that are already active dealers in Prism, which carry Stairlift products. And to your question, what do we do to convert those dealers to Handicare products? I would say that we do use our competitive advantages, which we have also done many years in Europe, and where we see that we capture market shares by doing. And that is a very quick lead time, especially on curved Stairlift. Even though we produce in Europe, we can compete on lead times in the U.S. market. Also, the fitability of our products to the different curved staircases is the best on the market. So I think those two factors is mainly driving the conversion on the dealers over to Handicare products.
Yeah. So how large percentage of the Prism dealers are also selling Stairlifts? And of those, how many have you been able to convert so far?
Prism have approximately close to 1,000 active dealers in the U.S., and approximately 20% of them are carrying also Stairlifts. The exact number on how many we have converted to Handicare products, I haven't got in front of me here, but we see clearly on the growth rate that we sign up new dealers, and that this is then resulting in a higher growth rate.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. Now your next.
The next question, sorry, is on working capital. I think when you look at working capital to revenue, it's probably again key to highlight that the BD part of the business is still included in the balance sheet, but not in the revenue base. So the percentage will look a bit high in the third quarter. We have increased working capital in the third quarter. You can see that both inventory and receivables and payable have negative from a cash flow perspective. I would expect working capital to decrease in Q4, especially on accounts payable, will probably go up again. And again, we have guided previously that working capital, normalized working capital over a cycle should be between 10 and 12% of revenue, full working capital. We still believe that that's a reasonable number.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. So your next question comes from the line of Runa Dahl, and your line is now open.
Yeah, thank you. Two questions for me as well. Firstly, on your hub strategy, could you help us understand if you have opened any new hubs in Q3 or what the plan is going forward in terms of opening new hubs? And then the second question on the synergies from Prism Medical. You say in the report that you have realized synergies of 2.2 million euros. Is that also the run rate going into Q4? And could you help us understand how we should forecast synergies into Q4 and maybe also into 18? Thank you.
Thank you. I will answer the first question and then I will pass on to Stefan to answer the synergy question. With regards to the opening of new hubs, we have not opened any new hubs in Q3. We have the same number as we had in Q2, that is 7 hubs throughout the US. But the target is to reach a number of 20 hubs. And the plan going forward is to reach that number in 2020.
Okay, thank you.
I think in terms of the synergies, the 2.2 million that we realized year to date, that's not the full run rate. If you look what we realized in the third quarter alone, that was 1 million, so the synergies are still ramping up. I think if you want to have a good view of the run rate, you should take Q3 times 4. That will give you a good estimate of the run rate on the synergies. And then at a starting point, and then we have a couple of additional measures that we will start working on in Q1, Q2 next year. One of those is the downsize the finance organization when we implement the common ERP system in the U.S.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. And just another reminder, star 1 to press on your telephone if you wish to ask a question. And we have a follow-up question from Christopher. And your line is reopened, sir.
Thank you. Some additional questions. First one on a follow-up on the pre-synergy. And it seems the run rate now is 4 million. What's the total potential as you see it now?
Well, it's a bit hard to say, I guess, because part of the synergies is the cross-selling of Stellis products in the U.S., and we don't think we've seen the full potential of that, but we wouldn't like to give a firm number on it. And I think the additional synergies that we will get from the finance organization would also be, quite material. But I wouldn't like to comment on the full potential, because it sort of depends how the sale of revenue in the U.S. develops.
Okay. Then two additional questions. First on Prism in the U.S., contribution were a bit less than what I expected. So could you comment on the seasonality for that business in the U.S.?
Yes. I mean, the part of the business is project sales to hospitals, and that could, I wouldn't necessarily call it seasonal, but it can vary month-on-month and quarter-on-quarter, more depending on the timing of the project, more so than the specific month or the quarter as such. But it is correct that if you look at, for instance, on a quarterly development, the first quarter was stronger than the second and the third in this year. And it has to do with when different projects come in. Because we can sell a project, but we don't really know when the project will actually start to buy our product. It's sort of depends on the progress of the new hospital, for instance.
Okay, thank you. And finally, just one housekeeping question. Do you have the fully diluted number of shares, including option programs, et cetera, now?
Yes, we do. I believe it is in the report. We have a fully diluted share number. I don't have it on the top of my head, but I can come back before we end the call.
Okay, if it's in the report, I will find it myself. Thank you very much.
And at this point, gentlemen, there are no further questions on the telephone lines.
Okay. If there is no more questions, then thank you, everybody, for listening in.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. And with many thanks to our speakers this morning, that does conclude the conference. Thank you all for taking part, and you may now disconnect. Speakers, please stand by for me.